This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there, and like, here are the people on the panel. So I'm like taking pot shots at Brian Brom because like that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you because I
feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Election Day, trade deadline. Am I allowed to mention Election Day? Or is that too political? Election Day, trade deadline day, Back to the Future Day. Hopefully that's not too political.
Now I'm afraid to talk.
Back to the Future Day.
I don't know what to do here.
November 5th, 1955.
Wow, I didn't know that was going on too. Yeah, I feel like the world is watching. We've got a tremendous responsibility here with reverse AFC power rankings coming up here, like in this time slot.
Is that what really it should be described? How it should be described?
I feel a lot of pressure. I'm just one vote, but you know,
you put it that way.
I think there's a lot riding on it.
There's a little bit riding on it. People need to know how good the teams are.
Yes.
I mean, who else is going
to
tell them?
Who wants to look up the standings on your phone?
That doesn't tell you anything.
Listen to us.
That doesn't mean anything.
Take screenshots of the tweet with the reverse AFC power rankings in them. That's what you need to have.
The standings don't mean anything.
No. No, they're meaningless.
The standings tell you that, like, the Steelers are good.
Right, which we all know is a lie.
It seems like a lie. All right, well, why wait? We won't. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Getting right into it will allow us more time to not talk about the election.
I feel like I kind of rushed us into it. In my head, the whole I feel such a tremendous responsibility thing was going to take longer. But there just really wasn't a lot there, it turned out. It was like the 10 seconds of content. Like, oh, okay, I guess I'm done now.
And I had nothing. I'm late today. I got in late.
Poorly planned.
If I'd gotten in an hour earlier, I would have had much more to say. But I decided to go and make food for my family. And you can literally take the time it will tell you on the recipe that this should take and triple it when it's me.
Well, is that you just not accounting for rereading every line of the instructions over and over again? Because you did tell us a couple weeks ago that you're very meticulous about that, and so maybe you make it more time consuming.
I'm not meticulous. I'm just addle-minded. Like, I'm not good at it. I forget every time I just read it. I have forgotten it. But no, that's not where I don't know where the time goes. Mm. I even bought chopped onions. I mean, the height of luxury. Wow. My eyes go crazy with chopping the onions. And I'm like, you know what, today, I'm just going to, you win. I will buy the previously already chopped onions.
I am not at all surprised that that's available, but I've never seen it.
Special section.
Yeah, I've never considered it. I usually, you know, just
actually
my way through it.
I can't blame this on how long I take in the kitchen, but my grocery store, which is a part of a chain, is completely turning itself inside out
Oh, I hate when they do that.
Because they are making all of these, we could talk about this, they are making all the locations of this particular chain grocery store identical.
See, I have wanted that from, I'm not sure which chain you're talking about. I strongly suspect I know which one it is, but I don't know for sure. One of the things that stopped me from going there regularly was the changing of the layout and not being able to trust the other stores to be the same. Like, so, you know, I have my neighborhood one, and if they decide to flip it upside down or something at any point, that, of course, wreaks havoc with me. But even stopping at another store, I think it's a good idea to have them all aligned, is what I'm saying. Because
we should have started there.
I stop at the one out here, and that's 20 minutes more every time because everything's backwards. Kinda,
or it is.
And not even exactly though. If it were just backwards, maybe I could just flip it and just go the other way, and I'd be fine. But it feels like they just intentionally make it hard.
What is the bread doing in 1B?
Yeah, just cut it out.
What is the bread has been right here forever. Now it's over there. And I mean, a guy like myself, I have no.
That's why I favor the little smaller store that I do the commercials for, because they never fiddle around.
Like that store, and I also know where nothing is ever. I mean,
you need me to be your guide.
The most confusing,
I got that store locked.
It's like a different language. The most confusing thing in life is the other grocery store. Nothing is where you want it to be, mm-hmm. And you know, I'm the guy, like you said, I'm the guy who cannot remember what I read 5 seconds ago, so I don't know, I'm disoriented, I just am, constant state of confusion, and it's just not, it's one of my most favorite things to do, is shop for groceries, yeah. And if it's like that, it just becomes so frustrating, and I just don't like it.
All right, so 16 is going to be large 16. Grocery stores who flip their layouts around.
You got us into the reverse AFC Power Rankings music right away. Wasn't this all better with the music?
Sure.
Everything's always have the music.
Things are always better with the music.
Let me get the standings.
100% of the time.
That we don't care about.
All right. I'm gonna say the Raiders. For 16, myself.
Yeah, sure.
That's my vote.
They're a joke.
Yes. They're a joke.
It's been too long since they've been 16.
It seems like maybe their head coach, who I would bet right now is unlikely to survive this season, fired offensive personnel without even having really a plan in mind. At least not one he was prepared to tell anyone about. Because Monday morning, part of the story, they're on bye, right? So there's not so much urgency. But, we're firing this guy and that guy, and I'll tell you in a few days what we're doing.
He'll tell you in a few days when the owner tells him what to say and do next, just like he told him to do this. So he doesn't know what is going to happen. He can't tell you what's going to happen. He's not in charge.
Thank you for filling that completely out for us. I appreciate that. Okay.
Minus 83, the Raiders, the second worst point differential in the NFL by a lot to Carolina. The race for the number one pick is going to be pretty good. Today's your last chance to tank, right? I mean, to make trades, to sell off.
Divest yourself of things. Yes.
I mean, I've got 8 2-win teams. Nine. There are 9 teams that are 2-6 or 2-7, including Miami, by the way. New England, Cleveland, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Raiders, Giants, Saints, Panthers are all 2-6 or 2-7. No 1-win teams, no winless teams. I mean, Dallas could fall apart. The Jets are 3-6. There's a lot of possible outcomes here for the number one pick. The Raiders at 16. Fine. Fair. 15.
Tennessee. A good U1. Your future is just nowhere, though. At least with New England. I can see something with the quarterback.
I agree. I wouldn't go to New England here. I was thinking about Cleveland.
Tennessee beat New England 2 days ago.
There's that.
In overtime.
I still like New England better. Because of the quarterback point.
No, 100%.
I'd be on Cleveland here, myself.
Okay, I can't do that. Tennessee. 14. You're pot committed?
I guess so, yeah. I'm going to have to sit a couple out. What have they got going for them exactly right now? Are we still the flying the flag? The defense is still good. I don't know. They're
are they though?
Traded even? Off one of their pass rushers. I mean, I think it's over. That's probably all new people.
I mean, they did win the game, but the number of passes and interceptions the Ravens dropped, any one of which like probably wins them that game against Cleveland.
Winston is already among the league leaders with interceptable passes. He's played two games. He's already.
I miss him playing football.
He's near the top, like the most interceptable pass. I'm pretty sure I saw that today. That's okay. Amazing.
Okay.
If it's not factually correct, it's on brand and whatever. It's election season. We can say whatever we want.
Nothing is untrue.
No, that's right.
Everything is true.
The guy on the radio said it. Anyway, I'm on Cleveland. Did you?
Me too. We,
okay.
Fine.
Right.
13.
Jacksonville.
I think I'm Patriots before Jacksonville. Jacksonville also beat New England pretty good. The game was in London. That's so true. it only counts as half a win.
It still counted, though. So something.
Patriots at 13 for me.
Yep, I'm there.
12. Well, you know what? You know what? I just want to get Indianapolis in the conversation here. They are a disaster.
I think that's
as usual.
Right. Yeah.
As usual.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the owner's daughter wears a headset on the sideline for games?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you know that?
Look, I think I blacked out. Did you just say the owner's daughter is on the sidelines with a headset on?
I believe so, yes. Is there a team?
I'm blacked out here.
Is
right?
there what? A team you could just like have? Just it would be easier to go crazy about if that were your favorite team than Indianapolis, just because of that guy. Whatever they're going to do is going to be wrong. They have this pretty good, very good run of success because of Peyton Manning. That, you know, think about the Colts before Peyton Manning. Biggest joke in the league for like two decades. They get him. They win eventually. You know, mm-hmm. they were really good for a long time.
Yep.
And Andrew Luck was like first overall pick. Good for you.
Dropped in their lap. Congrats. The year Peyton Manning's neck went haywire. So they lost almost every game and got to draft Andrew Luck to replace Peyton Manning and his wonky neck.
He hates it so much, he just quits the game.
Right.
And now every year they have someone different, and okay, they get around to the fourth overall pick, 10 starts into his career, goodbye. Just like, what a dysfunctional team. Yes, the Bills play them in 5 days. I don't know.
I don't have to stay on Jacksonville. I'll pivot to Indianapolis happily just to move the project along here.
Yeah, the daughter headset point really got
that
me.
That makes
there.
It
the
sound like I'm great, like, but begrudgingly, I'm fine with Indianapolis here. Is it? I mean, where is the? I. How am I 59 years old, following the league for my whole life, and especially the last? What's the social media era here? 15 years? Is it longer than that? I don't even know. Timelines just don't make sense to me anymore.
If you Google this right now, she stands right behind Shane Steichen with a headset on, and a clipboard.
Does she have a job?
I don't know.
Or something like, is she a coach?
I don't believe she's a coach. Carly Ursay.
Yeah, that's really messed up. Good job not swearing at all there. I just can't believe that.
Yep. I mean, are the Bills that far behind? Couldn't the Bills have... Couldn't there be a Pagula on the sideline, too? I mean, would that be that stunning if that were the case? I don't believe it is the case, I have to say.
I'm going
to
say yes, it would be stunning, because this is stunning. Like, I can't even make jokes.
Well, I'll make the jokes.
I'm like, not that I'm so good at making jokes or anything, but I'm just, like, I don't even know what to say. You said that, and twice, what? Wow. Right.
Indianapolis at 12. I think I'd rather be the Jaguars, but that's... sketchy. Or we just say sketch.
Oh, is that what, oh yeah.
We shorten sketchy to sketch.
Huh.
11.
I'll say Jacksonville.
Yeah, sure.
They got off easy here.
I don't think there's a lot going right there. The quarterback does not look good. They're committed to him. So, I mean, this doesn't have to be irretrievable. But
make your obviously needed coaching change and try to get somewhere new with him.
Yep.
That's all that there is for Jacksonville. You know what's going to happen. Go ahead and do it and see if by the end of the season you can't get – I mean, it could just be how he's communicated with. I don't know what it is. Like, I don't think he's bad. But too many misses, you know? Like, somebody like that, the end of that game against Philadelphia, the game here, he just misses too often, I think, Lawrence.
Yeah.
And that could be in his head. So get a new voice in there. That seems like this should have happened a long time ago.
I think we thought it was happening when Doug Peterson went there.
Well, yes, but then like that didn't work.
This guy's got a good rep, and he'll unlock this.
Mm-hmm. Didn't happen.
Yeah.
10. Jets?
Anytime you volunteer the Jets before I get to them, I'm going to say yes. That's a hard and fast rule of the reverse AFC power rankings.
This is true of Cleveland as well.
Yes.
Anytime I mention the Jets or the Browns,
right.
Anytime I mention the Steelers, you fight. Whenever I mention the Jets, you agree.
That's how it's been.
9.
And I don't know. We're not doing the standings, but how's that going?
I know, that's fair.
Pittsburgh is 6-2, and the Jets and the Browns are down there with 2 wins. Well, 3 now for the Jets, excuse me.
All right. 9. Houston.
Wow!
They were 8 last week, and the Jets pretty much smoked them. I don't know, plus 1 point differential for the season? The AFC South is back. They're all terrible.
Mm.
This feels right. On an election day where the country has never been reportedly more divided, there was an actual civil war once in American. But on this difficult day in this country, let's at least agree and enjoy that the AFC South is 100% back to a comfortable place and that all the teams are really bad.
I appreciate the speech.
Okay.
I still would rather be Houston than the Chargers, the Broncos, the Bengals, or the Dolphins.
Wow.
I mean, I got a list. I mean, there's a lot of room between like the elite top of the conference and those teams to me, and Houston belongs somewhere in between. Every one of those teams on the top, I think, but
okay,
that's just me.
I'll go Miami here, but I'm going Houston next. They have not looked right at all this year.
All right.
And then now they're dealing with all the injuries and everything like that. They don't look good.
All right, so Miami 9, Houston 8 is where we ended up there.
Okay, same as last week. Both. To the playoff teams, 7, Denver.
Denver.
Come on. 6, Steelers. Give the Chargers some credit. New coach, no weapons, plus 58 through 8 games. You said it yesterday. You're right. They're starting to throw the ball now.
Yeah.
It's not just Greg Roman defaulting to, you know, 50 running plays a game. They look live. And they've been a favorite to make the playoffs all year, mostly at least. I don't know about every minute, but before the season and certainly now at 5-3, that's pretty good. Get ready for Chargers-Bills in the wild card.
That was going to be kind of my argument, is who would you rather play, a home playoff game, Pittsburgh or L.A.? I think for me it's pretty comfortably Pittsburgh.
All right, that's it then?
All right, that's it. It's solved.
6?
Yeah.
I love it. We're so not the standings. 5.
Would you rather be the Bengals or the Chargers? I mean, you just gave an impassioned defense of not placing the Chargers in the spot now occupied by Pittsburgh. The Bengals are, to me, the only other pivot here. And I don't know. Same question, right? It's January 12th or whatever. Someone's coming in here to play a playoff game. The Chargers or the Bengals?
I want no business with the Chargers. I think the Harbaugh effect has already taken hold. They're not great, but it's just they get it done. They're not awesome, but they're starting to throw the ball more. Ladd McConkey does look good. They're getting anything out of Quentin Johnston, which after last year is amazing. And the Bengals, they're not the Bengals of 2 years ago when the Bills were getting smoked by them.
All right, then. Bengals, I guess.
Okay. For L.A.?
What a performance by the Chargers.
What a performance.
Look at them. Shooting up the charts. Plummeting down the...
Last week they were six.
Is this the third year of this? Because I still don't even know how it works.
I think it's more than that. I don't know. Everything's 5 or 10 years, so it's either 5 or 10.
I would like to cop this being an act, but I'm not that good. I would not be able to just be this fully committed about the language around this segment. I'm never going to have it.
This is the entire history of reverse AFC power rankings in my hands right now.
That's a stack of stuff.
I think maybe March of 22. No, that's not even the beginning because I have marked that there was that's Devontae Adams being traded. That wasn't the first day of the power rankings.
That's right. We started doing this in that offseason when all the receiver trades were happening. That's when this started. Whatever year, if it predates that, I'd be surprised. I feel like that's where this idea sprang from.
It's so long ago that the number one team in our first edition of reverse AFC power rankings was the Chiefs. That's how long ago this was.
Are those ballots all authentic?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hated.
No.
I'm just curious.
What do I want to say to that?
All right. Anyway, we're
three. Bills.
Sure. Yeah.
Two.
Ravens.
Kansas City. Go for two, please. They need to lose. I'm so tired of it.
You want Kansas City to be a two because Todd Bowles did not go for two.
They deserve to have lost a few times. I'm so tired of conservative coaching. I can't do it anymore.
I can't do it. Chiefs are – well, you should speak here. I don't need to – Chiefs are one, Ravens two.
My thing was not to demote Kansas City until they'd lost – then 2 weeks ago, you guys just
steamrolled
around at me and put the Chiefs at two anyway, which is, of course, you're right. And yeah, that's Baltimore too. I mean, listen to this. I mean, just like Ravens, Bills, get over yourselves. You do not have any claim to any sort of supremacy in this conference until you do the thing. And they're not even losing games to these other teams that they're playing. They're undefeated. Like, you have no argument until you beat them when it matters. The Chiefs had a chance, or the Ravens, rather, had a chance to beat them this year. They didn't. The Bills get their chance a week from Sunday. Yeah, I just think it sounds ridiculous to not give Kansas City the one. I mean, it's just, that has to be until they lose, you know, when it matters. And I still think they will. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say still, because I'm not, like, saying this all the time. You can't live forever like this.
No.
Right? I mean, I think I would. This isn't really saying much, although everybody is sort of so given in to the Chiefs thing that it's like, oh, they'll win another one. And they probably won't. They probably won't. What would their odds actually be to win the Super Bowl this year? 1 in 4? Maybe?
At best.
At best. Like, they probably won't. It's too hard. Injuries. Hopkins, though. Yeah. Hopkins really. I don't know if they win the game without him.
That looked pretty nice.
Last night, so.
Yeah.
Overtime, of course. Close game, of course.
What a ride that game was, too. Mahomes with the, like, in a heap on the second of the three touchdown passes. Like, oh! You're not rooting for that, but still, that's impactful. That's a very important injury. And he looked bad for a few moments, and then, like, nope, he's fine. Oh, man.
We'll talk some more football here, and maybe some NBA with Trista Crick coming up next. Alex Gold, speaking of the Chiefs, will join us at 4, radio host in Kansas City. Ross Tucker today, and Sabres pregame, 6 o'clock. Love a month into the season to be a home underdog against Ottawa. But that is the situation we're in. These are the lives we chose, or were given. So that's coming up pregame at 6 with Paul. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, back with Trista next. This is WGR.
You know, I approach it. I'm not saying Tampa Bay should look at it and say they're not as good as Kansas City. But, you know, when you're on the road against the defending world champs and you've got them on the ropes and you get a chance to win a game, you know, on one play, I think you've got to do that. And we've seen this too many times.
Well, when Troy Aikman wants you to go for two, you probably should. Because he's not exactly the most progressive thinker in the sport, but... Yeah. Is Todd Bowles, I mean, half a minute left, touchdown to make it 24-23. The Buccaneers happily kick the point. They take the point. That's what we should say, take. Because we know around here, extra points are always a sure thing. Take the point, and that game goes to overtime, and they lose. Because Kansas City never loses in overtime.
Did they call the timeout before they scored the touchdown, too? Like, they left time intentionally for Kansas City to get them. And Kansas City didn't, so, I mean, okay, but, like, what?
When they got the ball to the one on first down, they called the timeout. I think they probably just didn't know what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Maybe. Not enough time to... Well, that's another one we know a little bit about. How much time is enough time when it comes to the Chiefs?
That's my point here. That you're playing that opponent. Did Todd Bowles watch the league? Like, did you think, like, maybe, hey, you know what? Time running down to 2 seconds left won't be the worst thing in the world for us here. But you make a, you know, they want to make sure they get their right play, all of that. And so, sure, it's defensible a little, I think. I still think you want to run it down.
Well, if we know our next guest well enough, and I hope that we do, Trista Crick on the West Hur Hotline, I'm guessing that if she's watching the end of that game, she's thinking about how many people would lose in Survivor if Kansas City got beat. So, Trista, I'm guessing your heart was with the Bucks.
Heart was with the Bucks, baby. That's all you can do is root to try to win money. So we had, for those who are not really up to speed on the fact that me and you are a Survivor squad, we're a team. I made the mistake. Well, I don't know if it was a mistake. I mean, it's still fine. But I tried to change our pick from, well, I did. I changed our pick from Cincinnati because I thought that was chalky and everybody was going to take them against the Raiders. And I lost the last time in Survivor on the Bengals against the Commanders. And I couldn't lose twice on the same team. I just, you know, fool me once, shame on me kind of a thing. And so we ended up taking the Rams, which could have been the most dramatic game, not only of the slate, but for any Survivor pick for me in recent memory.
That would have, had they lost, which they almost did, that would have made today very difficult for me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I probably would have canceled.
I might have canceled. I might have said, we got this hockey game tonight that's just too important. So we just can't, we might just not be able to get you on today.
Sabres Senators on the 5th of November. Pucks. Huge game.
We know TK Pucks doesn't come out until like May.
Battling for 7th in the Atlantic Division.
So anyway, wow. But well, hey, you got there.
I'm glad it all worked out for both of you.
You got there. The Rams did it.
Oh, man. All it took was to go for it on 4th and 1, close to the red zone, in overtime in order for that to, I mean, what that the odds of winning that game at that point in time were like almost zero, and somehow we survived. That's all that matters, is we've survived.
That's an interesting division, isn't it? Arizona beats the Bears pretty badly. They have the lead. San Francisco was the chalk, but they're just 500. They've had injuries. And then you have the Rams and Seattle. I think they're all within a game of each other, about the halfway point of the season. We can't actually have a halfway point anymore because they made it 17 games. But that, who would you pick? Would it have to be the Niners or maybe not in the NFC West?
Man, I hate to still go Rams.
You're Rams.
They didn't look great, especially defending the run. Kenneth Walker was all over them, and I know that DK was out, but also Puka got ejected for deciding to put hands on another grown man in the middle of the game. I still think the Rams, when they're fully healthy, which they haven't been really all year, are, in terms of coaching, in terms of both sides of the ball, obviously Jared Verse looks really good. I still think, just based on what they have when they're fully healthy compared to how many guys are going to be out for the Niners. I know Christian McCaffrey is supposed to come back at some point soon, but Ayuk is out for the rest of the year. And CMC, like, we have no idea what he's going to look like when he's fully healthy. So if I had to take any team, which I really don't want to do, I think I still roll with the Rams.
Niners the favorite, plus 125 at BetMGM. Arizona second at plus 200. I mean, they have some good wins,
including a drubbing of the Rams.
And they beat the Niners in San Francisco. Right. So they've got a little bit. Maybe it's just because they're the Cardinals. They just can't be good.
I feel that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We should see through that kind of thing. Trista, so the Bills eventually take down Miami. I mean, I'm sure you can appreciate just how one-sided that rivalry has been. And you have a Dolphins team that has its problems, but what are those guys thinking about as Tyler Bass makes a 61-yard field goal to beat them on what for them was, I would say, a pretty good day? And now it's, unless there's a playoff, a big comeback by Miami this year, it'll be next season at the earliest before the Dolphins get another crack at the Bills and another chance to rewrite the script here when it comes to this division.
Yeah, I think you have to be kind of like delusional if you're the Dolphins to think that you're going to really compete with the Bills on any level anytime soon. Because I don't know how long we're going to be able to see sustained health from Tua, really. Like, he has had, last year he was healthy, but other than that, throughout his career, not just in the NFL, but also in college, he just sustained injury after injury. And obviously the concussions are something that you have to be super concerned about. Miami, when they're fully healthy, they're loaded offensively. Defensively, still big problems. You have to think Mike McDaniel might be under scrutiny and be on the hot seat. So, yeah, at this point, the Bills, it feels like, have this division kind of indefinitely, and that's probably the best news, and kind of a double-edged sword, because at the end of the day, and I've been there so many times before as a Cowboys fan, when you win the NFC East and you just know kind of what your ceiling is, I guess that's what you hang your hat on.
You know, it might be, I don't know if you can bet this, but Bulldog, maybe would you bet the next team other than the Bills to win the AFC East is New England?
Ooh.
Or is that just kind of all equal? Are they all equal for this? Like, will the Bills taper off, just have a bad year at a point where New England is the team that might be the likeliest to beat them out? Or is that just too hard to know?
It's awfully hard to know. I do like the quarterback a lot, but they still have a lot to get done before they're even decent, I think. Like, I wouldn't expect, as well as May might play from here to the wire, I don't think one off season, like this coming off season, is going to be enough for them to stabilize everything else that needs stabilizing on that roster.
And it's not like they look like a well-oiled machine either, like right, coaching and
right,
everything.
But you know, but this is long range, so it's not really just about next year. But I still feel like the Dolphins, I respect this point that Trista's making about Tua and his health. It has been a consistent problem for him. I still like their talent a lot. I mean, I think they had a really tough outcome on Sunday. Like, he was great here on Sunday against the Bills, Tua. And I don't know how much better they can do, and they still got beat by a 61-yard kick.
Yeah, I think, too, you have to think about not just Tua's health, but, like, Raheem Mostert's pretty old. They're going to need to get in, and they just did with Jalen Wright, and maybe we don't know what Jalen Wright is. But you've got Devon Achane, who has had his share of injuries as well throughout sustained multiple games, not just this season, but last season also, right? And Raheem Mostert's older. Tyreek Hill is getting older. So they need to continue to replenish the roster. As of right now, this offense has all of the pieces that you would want, but you kind of, if you're thinking about them as like a dynasty fantasy team, you're going to have to figure out younger guys to pick up along the way and continue to, you know, replete your cupboards, because over time they're just going to continue to erode in terms of their productivity.
With Trista Crick, NFC Detroit is the story. I mean, Washington is too, but Detroit with that win in Green Bay, the conversation this week seems to be, are they the best team in the NFL, and maybe by more than a little bit? I don't know, is that too aggressive on the Lions? 5-1 to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think I could bet that at that price.
Yeah, I think we got to see the Lions-Vikings matchup too. I think the Vikings are kind of still being slept on a little bit. Couple bad games for them, and you think, okay, like, you lose to the Rams. That showing against the Colts wasn't great, and, you know, a close one against the Lions a couple of weeks ago. So I want to see that next game, and that's in January. So I'm interested in that. But again, like, we've continued to talk about the Commanders, and I am a lowly, sad, down in the dumps Dallas Cowboys fan, getting memes and mean things sent to me regarding the Commanders every week. But you get Marshawn Lattimore, which they needed some talent in the back end. That's kind of the one knock that we've talked about them having defensively this year specifically, is just, you know, defense through the air. That's big. When we've got guys asking to go to Washington, what world are we living in?
Yeah, what's it like there? You're in the area, right, still? You're always somewhere new.
I'm fully in Commanders country. People are elated. I went to the pumpkin patch yesterday, Cox Farms, and awesome hay rides, big time slides, forest walks, corn mazes, all that. I saw so many kids in Jaden Daniels jerseys, Terry McLaurin jerseys. It was just a Commanders fiesta. If you're anywhere in the DMV, like in a Starbucks on a Sunday, you've got tons of people, not only with the gear on, but their SUVs have got streamers on. Elation is the feeling, and also a little bit of, like, we'll call it paranoid optimism.
Right,
we're like,
right.
Could this be, you know, could it actually be different than the RG3 era? Because the Jaden Daniels RG3 comparisons are not going to stop until we get a couple of years, 3 years of sustained health from a skinny guy like Jaden, especially after he had that rib injury. So I think people for a while are just going to be kind of like on the edge of their seat, holding their breath for something bad to happen, but it does feel different here.
It should. I think the timing of Daniels arriving and their ascension here coinciding so closely with the change in ownership, I mean, those fans must feel like they can breathe again. You know, because it's definitely no fun to feel like you should be embarrassed to be a fan of your team. And I think Washington absolutely met that threshold and then some under Daniel Snyder. So, I mean, new broom sweeps clean and all of that. Like, you were going to be in a good place emotionally with your attachment to that team anyway, just by his being gone, Snyder.
Yeah.
But now, holy cow, like, this you just grabbed a hold of this meteor and you're going for a ride on top of that.
And then you add the fact that, like, you know, they're looking around at the rest of the NFC East. Everybody looks kind of vulnerable. And then on top of that, you guys know I used to do shows on WFAN. One of the things that I said 2 years ago, 3 years ago, was like, if you're the Giants, you need to tank. You need to get that dynasty quarterback, like the guy that you can really hang your hat on, the guy that can change everything. They had the ability last year to lose just as many games as Washington did. So I don't know how you see a quarterback class like we saw and still end up being mediocre enough to not get one of the top quarterbacks in the class.
Trista, we've got about a minute. What's the story of the NBA season so far?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I would say the Cavs. To me, the Cavs are 7-8-0. Like, are they for real? New Kenny Atkinson, just a lot of parity in the East. I think only two teams are above 500 in the East. And just the Warriors, our Dubs, continuing to just be good.
Love that. Good to know. Any questions for us today?
Well, we've got about a minute, so I don't have any time.
No, okay. next week. And we'll
talk. The Lincoln Lawyer is back, guys. The Lincoln Lawyer, Season 3, Netflix. It's really, really good.
The Lincoln Lawyer?
Yeah, what? You don't know it?
I don't.
I feel like you guys should know it.
I'm glad to know
it. No, I watched the Apple Lincoln thing. That was in the spring, I think. I didn't know about this Netflix thing.
Let's go.
Netflix, Lincoln Lawyer, check
it out. So much free time. Can't wait to watch all of it.
All right, Trista.
Oh, my God. You're so annoyingly pessimistic. Like, I can't even believe it.
I'm sure it's good. If you like it, I'm sure I would like it. I mean that. Thank you, Trista. Talk next week or, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye. Trista Crick on the Western Hotline. Check out her podcast, Heat Check, on the NBA, formerly BetMGM Tonight. Alex Gold on the Chiefs coming up at 4. 8-0, Bills 7-2. They'll each play this Sunday, I guess. I mean, they're just going to go ahead and do that. The Bills in Indianapolis, the Chiefs against the Broncos, and then Kansas City comes to Buffalo week after. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, 803-0550. Sabres and Senators downtown tonight, pregame at 6 here on WGR. One more fun moment from Week 9 in the NFL. Before it gets too far away from us. Bulldog, you mentioned seeing DJ Moore in the Chicago-Arizona game walk off the field, presumably in disgust, during a play.
Yes.
His quarterback still had the ball. And
Sale did point out that it looked like he might have been favoring a leg as he got to the sideline, and I got to admit that that's possible. I didn't watch it that closely on first inspection, but it still looked really bad.
Same game. So the Cardinals got a safety toward the end of this game. I think that made it 29-9. Fun score. And so the Bears, who were losing, went for like the onside punt kind of play where it's just.
I saw that. I did see that play.
So they punt the ball on the free kick, and what does Arizona do? Every guy on the field calls for a fair catch. All 11 Cardinals are waving their arms to call for a fair catch, so they cannot be. Because I think the rules on that might make it sort of open season on guys. And they all call for a fair catch. It's just funny. You never see that.
Right. You can't do that on a regular declared onside kick, but on an onside punt you could. Because couldn't you defuse all onside kicks by doing that?
Well, a kickoff is going to be different. I don't know all of this,
right. But
like the ball's on the ground.
Right.
And here it was a punt, and they just all called fair catch. I guess you can't touch them in that case.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
It's one of those plays that, like, breezing in and out of my living room, watching Red Zone, I saw it and didn't really process what the hell was going on. Like, why is that even happening? What's the score? I'm not sure I understand what. How did they get 9 just now? Why are they. What? I was very confused. But now I got it.
Yeah. It is trade deadline day. We're just about there. There have been several moves, but nothing from the Bills today, and of course we'll be all over that if there is something here in the next little bit. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back with Alex Gold after this on WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.